what it is. Here, Rumi goes through that and says, remember, first of all, we talked about the water, which is the knowledge. This water knows who is drinking it. For the people of Pharaoh, it turns to blood. Means what? Means it turns to the simplest kind of knowledge. Water is the knowledge, yes. Blood is knowledge as well. Rumi said the first book was bloody. But when you grow up, you have to come to the milk and the food. Change it, right? Here he goes and says, look at those river, the Nile, who knows who is who. And look at the outcome of this process. In this process, everybody is working for what? For the growth of the knowledge. Now in our time we have a guy. Do you remember the guy? There is this guy who cannot move. With his eyes following those ABCs, tries to talk. Why? What's in it for him? That's what it is. Knowledge. Knowledge is the most important stuff we have. So, here he will say, listen, nobody made a contract just to make a contract. Everybody will do something for the outcome of it. What's happening next, right? Yes.
No contract was for the sake of itself, nay, but for the sake of the position of gain and profit. Mm-hmm. There is no disbeliever, if you look, whose disbelief is for the sake of the disbelief itself.
Now, this is something that I have seen very few people who understand and believe in this. And this is a cliché. It will repeat always. It will say, you know what, look around you. There are a lot of people that they deny this spirituality we are talking about, right? Okay, look carefully. They don't deny it just because they don't believe in it. They deny it, they want to say something else. They want to bring in something there. First of all, when we talk about the Rumi, a guy who was a bad guy, suddenly, in the road, Shams saw him, and some sentences. In 3 days, he changed to become this. Okay, I'm telling this story. What's her reaction? Jealous! He said, what did that happen to me? What happened to that guy? So he starts to deny this process. It's mainly, do you remember we talked about this jealousy? And we said, that this will never end. Because when you're jealous, you hate the good happenings. Because it didn't happen to you, that's it. Right? Here he will say, this is it. Denying is for something else. Look a little bit further. Yes?
Nay, but for the purpose of subduing his adversary in envy, or seeking superiority and self-display.
Envy is not envy, it's jealousy.
And that superiority, too, is for the sake of some other desire. Mm-hmm. The forms give no relish without the essential meanings.
Yeah. Actually, this will remind me of someone very alive, somebody that I know for more than 50 years. And he has a very simple habit. We are sitting here and we are talking about something. He will look around and, okay, somebody agrees with this. He will find the most bizarre, ridiculous, unbelievable explanation and bring it out. Because he's always unique. Really? Unique in what? Bringing out the nonsense. And we say it to him, he's a nonsense fellow. But he loves it. You know why? Because it's easy. He doesn't need to think. He comes in, you're talking, listening to this and that, reversing it, bringing it out. It's not only jealousy. There are so many different elements over there who is intriguing someone to deny the spirituality. Yes?
You ask, why are you doing this? Because the forms are the oil and the essential meaning is the light. Otherwise...
Pardon me, India is not the oil. They don't know how to translate it because the word is olive.
The forms are the olive?
Yeah. It's olive oil. But he uses olive for the oil. Okay, so well, zayt has to ma'ani roshani. With that, zayt means zaytun. Means olive oil. Doesn't matter. He's not satisfied.
I'm visualizing the light coming from burning the oil mm-hmm. in a lamp.
That's it.
So,
and that's olive oil.
Okay, that's yeah. Otherwise, what is this saying, why? Since the form is for the sake of the form itself. Mm. The saying why is a question concerning the use. It is bad to say why for any cause but this. Wherefore, O trusty one, should you desire the use, since the use of this is only this? Hence, it is not wisdom...
This is something a little bit complicated, isn't it? It says, listen, you are looking for some benefit. This by itself is the benefit. This is not something which will bring you something else. This relationship, this feeling we are talking about is the end of the way. When you have it, you don't need anything else. Yes.
Hence, it is not wisdom that the form of heaven and the people of the earth should be for this only. If there is no wise, what is this orderly arrangement? And if there is a wise, how is his action devoid? No one makes pictures and coloring in a bathhouse except for purpose right or wrong.
Yeah. Okay. First, it was that word wise is, do you remember, hikmat, hakim, right? Here we say, if there is no hakim, so what's this process? Or if there is a hakim, why do you think that his work is useless and thing like that? At the top of this creation, if there is knowledge over there, he's knowledgeable, so everything is perfect. Why do you say that nothing is correct? If you don't accept the knowledge over there, what are you looking for? Let's go back to Moses. Why? Because I'm facing your fellowship. Let's go back to Moses, yes.
How Moses, on whom be peace, besought the Lord, saying, you did create creatures and destroy them, and how the answer came. Moses said, O Lord of the reckoning, you did create the form. How did you destroy it again?
You see, is it a simple question? And we always hear these questions from Moses. It's the nagger, always, right? Okay, here we say, I have a simple question. You made everything. Why do you ruin it? This comes from a brain which is thinking about ruining and building as two opposite stuff. It's ruining or building, is it? I told you, I'm an architect. The first thing we do for a project, we dig. We ruin the existence because we want to build a new one. So ruining and building are two faces of one coin. It's the same stuff. Here Moses would say, what do you do with this? Then you ruin it. Yes?
You have made the form male and female that gives unto the spirit increase, and then you do ruin it. Why? God said, I know that this question of yours is not from disbelief and heedlessness and idle fancy. Else I should have corrected and chastised you. I should have afflicted you on account of this question.
Ah, okay. The first answer from God. Okay, here I could have two reactions here. Because you are questioning my creation, I beat you up. This is a very simple choice, isn't it? But because I know that you are questioning to understand, not to deny, you are questioning it for the others, then I could answer you. Means even the question is questionable. Because when you question something, there are two ways. I question something because I don't know it. I want to know. But I question something because I want to deny it, because I'm jealous with the fellow. Or whatever. Yes.
But you wish to discover in my actions the wisdom and hidden meaning of duration, that you may acquaint the common therewith, and by this means make every raw person to become cooked.
You see, here, with the words, first raw, which means non-cultivated yet, right? He will bring it in and say, first of all, okay, you're not bad. And I know your attention. Your attention is to learn and teach the others. This is the process I like, because this is how I gave you this opportunity to have the knowledges like this. Yes.
You have become a questioner on purpose to disclose to the common, albeit you are acquainted with it. For this questioning is the half of knowledge, and this ability does not belong to every outsider. Both question and answer arise from knowledge, just as the thorn and the rose from earth and water. Both perdition and salvation arise from knowledge, just as bitter and sweet from moisture. This hatred and love arise from acquaintance, and from wholesome food, sickness and powers.
What are all these explanations? To understand this, because your brain would be happy to find a simple answer. But there is no simplicity here. Is it? Look around you. You see how complicated it is. All the small stuff with each other and blah, 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 up to the animals and the life and the blah, blah. All of this is for what? This is not something for now. This is a process. We are in the middle of a process. The process is, first, the growth of knowledge. This is something that is happening. The growth of knowledge is the process of our life. How? Like the agriculture. Because we learn something, we teach it to the others. It remains here. If I learn something and I keep it for myself, when I die, finished. This is not. This, he brings again and again the agriculture to explain all of this, that, listen, we talked about the science, the knowledge, right? That bell. Is it good or bad? Both. It could be dangerous, it could be lovely. Everything is like that. Because the best thing that here we talk about is somebody who is directing everyone. The leader. This leader could ruin the life of everyone, couldn't it? So it's good and bad, always. This is how